Cei bună băiți amigi doși, mei dovei o mei nu, se-ne călăchei nu de soiro să fău. Cei bună băiți amigi doși, mei dovei o mei nu, ieva soiro mi-ra bună fără soi.
Welcome to another program of Jewish Soul Music. I'm your host, Charlie Bernhout. In the background, we hear the great Moshe Kuzovitsky with his classic Shei Bono Beis HaMikdash. Well, how have you been? Is the cold getting to you? Oh, you're in Florida? Oh, I forgot. You can listen to any place in the world onto this if you got a computer. Okay, so we have a little cold weather up here in the Northeast. It's invigorating, to say the least. And go for a little snow. Why not? Okay, we're going to begin with a couple of selections of the great cantor Leib Waldman. Just a few notes about him. He was one of the few cantors of the Golden Age to have been born in New York City in 1907. He was born to a Jewish Galician family of immigrants living in the Lower East Side, and he was recognized as a wunderkind, officiating at the pulpit with a choir by the age of 9. He was affectionately referred to by his Yiddish acronym, Leibele. It was Lewis Waldman, but he's Leibele. He was the choir leader in the Wayne Street Synagogue of Jersey City in 24, the Livonia Street Synagogue in Brownsville in 25, Flatbush Jewish Center in 1925 to 26, and the Galician Synagogue of Passaic in 1927. He then went to Massachusetts, and he came back. He was at Temple Emmanuel of Passaic, where he was there till 1934, and then he served 1 year at the Mount Eden Jewish Center. He went on to officiate at hotels and in some great movies. I can just picture that one. I think it was a Chazan of Froba, where the committee is looking to hire a chazan, and he comes in with Yismach Moshe. I smile every time I think of Leib Waldman. He was really something. Let's begin with one or two selections of Leibler's. This first one will be Al Tira.
Tiro, ale tiro, mi paga piso, ale tiro. Mi shoas rishu im kisu moi, ale tiro. Mi shoas rishu. Rishuim dabru dubaba moyo kom Ale tiro Ale tiro mi pacha apiso Ale tiro Patsik no ane ho. We are the same one as Bolovo. Oh, Valentino, Valentino, mi pach en pisau.
Classic Ki Lekach Tov.
Behold the sea, say, oh, come si va in sé. Shalom, shalom, shalom.
Classic Label of Waldman. By the way, this is Charlie Bernhardt. If you have any comments or requests, you know how to reach me at cbjmusic@aol.com. cbjmusic@aol.com. Okay, we're going to hear quite a few selections of the great Gershon Sirota. He was born in 1874. He died in 1943. He was born in the Podolia in Podolia, Russia. Another source says Odessa, near Odessa. Okay, he began as a cantor in Odessa, then moved to the Great Synagogue of Vilna about 1900. From there, he was called to the Tlomaki Synagogue of Warsaw, where he served for 19 years with ever-increasing fame. He came to America only on short concert tours, the first in 1912. Unlike the other famous cantors of this time who settled in the United States, Sirota preferred to remain in Warsaw. There he was killed, together with his entire family, in the Holocaust of the Warsaw Ghetto in 1943. Later on in this program, I'm continuing this Cantors of the Past series, recordings from 1905 to 1928. But it's clear that Sirota was one of the earliest of the great cantors to record. I know that Yesala supposedly started around 1904, somewhere in that area, 1904, 1905. Our first selection is going to be something that was recorded in Warsaw in 1902. Now, 1902 is 117 years ago. Wow. Time flies by when you're having a good time. 117 years. Let's see, when I started doing this 40-something years ago, so it was only 70 or 75 years, whatever. So goes time. So goes time. So the first selection of the great Gershon Sirota, again, these are all are very early recordings. This is 1902 from Warsaw. This is Mim Komo.
Mim Komo.
Some of these selections have been re-recorded over the years. This was perhaps the only Ritse of Gershon's, but certainly his earliest. Again, 1904. Let's hear Ritse.
Father, hey, now I can.
Russian Sirota, 1904 recording. Let's go back to Warsaw. That was in Vilna. Back to Warsaw in 1908, Yehi Rutson. Sirota. Next, we'll hear Vishamru.
Vishamru.
Sharmru, next. Tzur Yisrael, the great Gershon Sirota. Selections were recorded in Warsaw, 1908. Let's go. We're going to skip to 1922. Ah, that's only 97 years old. 97 years ago to London. Let's hear Kvodo. Listening to the great Gershon Sirota, quite a few more selections from later years, and something on my to-do list. Okay, let's go to Cantors of the Past series. As I mentioned, GRC, the Greater Recording Company, came out with about a dozen albums with about 8 or 10 cantors. So that's about 120, 130 selections. And on those albums were cantors who may have recorded one or two selections, you know, the old 78s. They had one on one side, one on the other, and that was it. They didn't record, or to the best of our knowledge, there were not many other recordings of them. And GRC decided to preserve those unheralded Chazonim from the era 1905 to 1928. So we'll begin with Shlomo Rothstein with Umi Pnei Chatoenu. He's born in 1891. He was in his early 30s when this was recorded. He died in 1966, but he don't have many recordings from past the 30s and the 20s and I guess the 30s. Okay, Umi Pnei Chatoenu.
Halino me yarteno o me pehatu e no
Our next chazan, I tried very hard to find any information about Mendel Shapiro. I don't know. I just couldn't find anything. Certainly if it was on this series, it was from the late teens, the early 20s. So let's hear Mendel Shapiro with Vishamru.
Oh,
Mendel and Shapiro next with the Ha'er Einenu. Let me just get this straight. Here we go. Okay. just got a phone call while I was going to the next election. I thought it was going to be a problem. Okay, let's hope. I'm looking for my cell phone, and I know it's someplace. Oh, there it is. No, I don't see it. Anyway, I hope it doesn't ring again. Okay, this is interesting. I have a book from, looks like 1922. It's a strange book that had no title and no dates, but in flipping through, it's called The History of Chazanut. 80 to 90% of the book is in Yiddish, and bios and advertisements, but there are about 10 pages with English or biographies of Chazanim in English. Cantor Theodore Gunzberg, Solomon Baum, Armin Rosenberg, Samuel Cantor, Isidore Frank, and Isidore Glickstein. And there is a Cantor Simon Schleiger of Temple Emmanuel in New York. We're going to hear this Cantor Schleiger. It's a 1920 recording of the Kaddish. But let me read to you, again, this is from a book of The World of Chazanis. I guess it was around 1922. Excuse me. Cantor Schleiger began his musical education at an early age in Europe and graduated from the Thurbetz Conservatory in America. He is the possessor of a luscious, rich baritone voice. For some time, he held positions at Buffalo, Temple Beth Zion, Newark, Temple B'nai Yeshurun, and Oheb Sholem. Since 1903, he has been the cantor of Temple Emmanuel, Fifth Avenue, New York. Early in his professional career, he had several offers to the operatic stage, but refused them and resolved to devote himself to the office of cantor, in which position he has achieved success and distinction. Temple Emmanuel, Manhattan, New York, is one of the most prominent synagogues in the world. Louis Marshall, its president, is one of the leading Jews in the world, and the temple is renowned for its superior musical service rendered by the cantor and choir. Cantor Schlager has been president of the Jewish Ministers Cantors Association and has proven to be a very efficient leader and has helped much to elevate synagogue music in the country. Now, Temple Emmanuel, that's, I think it's Reform. Was it Reform in those days? Anyway, he was very involved with the Cantors Association. That's the Orthodox one. I don't think there was a Reform or a conservative one at the time. So let's go to 1920. Now you've got the background of Shimon Schlager, a 1920 of the Kaddish. No, that's not it. That's not it. Here it is. Five. There it is. Unusual, wouldn't you say? Shimon Schlager, Temple Emmanuel. Okay. Stranger things have happened in our lives. Okay. That's it for Cantors of the Past series for this program. Of course, I'm going to try to continue this. The feedback has been very positive to hear some of these fantastic chazanim from the early days, 100 years ago. Wow, 100 years ago, my gosh. Okay, let's go to the Melbourne, Australia Jewish Male Choir, Philip Heilbrunn, and this will be Mikimi.
Mikimi, 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 Mikimi. Thank you.
Okay, that was from a live performance, Down Under in Melbourne. We'll get to that album again in the near future. I have Farkish and others to play for you. This is Charlie Bernhardt, hoping that you enjoyed this program. A little bit going back 100, it's a little weird, isn't it, to think of, we're just going back 100 years, 110, 120 years. The Sirota selection from 1902. It's 117 years ago. Wow. And it's still, I was going to say going strong. We're trying. One of the things that I can see is there's a small but very dedicated group of people who appreciate this Chazonis. And we're not going to let it die, that's for sure. There may be some minor tweaks here and there, but what can I tell you? The great news that we heard this week is that Chaim David Burson will be going to KJ in the near future, and that's a wonderful position for him and his family. We wish him only the best. He's a wonderful young chazen, and we're going to hear a lot of great things in the future. Oh, we have been hearing some good things, and great things, and look forward to that. So, Chaim David, mazel tov, and I know you're going to do well. Just a note to those of you who may be new to this program, I have a weekly a monthly calendar that I send out. I've been doing this, I don't know, 8-9 years, tells you all the events, many of the events that are going on around the world. I each month send out an email to the various chazanim to send me flyers, and some respond, some don't. And it's certainly a way to find out what's going on in the world of chazanis. So just send an email, cbjmusic@aol.com. cbjmusic@aol.com, and just write in the subject calendar, and you'll be added to the distribution. There is something on the homepage of this website also that you can just click and do it that way also. Okay, thanks for joining with me, and as I've often said, I appreciate your comments, your feedback. It's always good to hear from you. It's always good to know that I'm not just talking to myself. So you can send me a note at cbjmusic@aol.com, and let's just keep the communication going. So that's enough for the moment. I've been babbling a little, but that happens. So shalom, everyone.